This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tiger Woods is awake, responsive, and recovering, says a statement on his Twitter account after crashing his SUV in the Los Angeles area. He shattered bones in his right leg and injured his ankle and foot. Get well wishes are coming in from former presidents, including Trump and Obama, and Justin Thomas, a close friend and the world's number three golfer.
And I'm sick to my stomach. It hurts to see one of your, now my closest friends, get in an accident. And man, I just hope he's all right. Just worry for his kids.
Justin Thomas in an interview for the PGA Tour. No word yet on exactly what caused the crash. The officials who were in charge of security the day a mob attacked the U.S. Capitol building are blaming missed intelligence for the breach.
In their first public testimony since the insurrection, there was a lot of finger-pointing at federal agencies and each other. Ex-Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun says the invasion wasn't his agency's fault.
None of the intelligence we received predicted what actually occurred.
Sun says he had not seen an FBI report a day earlier warning of a potential war at the Capitol. During the first of what will likely be many congressional probes into what happened that day, Senate Homeland Security Committee Chair Gary Peters says lawmakers have a duty to insist on changes and prevent another attack.
The January 6th attack marked a once-in-a-lifetime failure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
COVID-19 vaccine makers are telling lawmakers to expect a big jump in the delivery of doses over the coming month. They say they'll be able to provide enough for most Americans to get inoculated by summer. President Biden wants to pause deportations for 100 days, but a federal judge says he can't do that. This is AP News. The board leaders of the Texas power grid have resigned. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
The chairwoman of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, Sally Talberg, and the three other directors who were stepping down all live outside Texas. More than 4 million customers lost power because of the winter freeze that moved through Texas last week. Governor Greg Abbott has put much of the blame on the outages on ERCOT and called for investigations. But the problems were wider than ERCOT, including power plants that were knocked offline by the extreme cold. Lawmakers in Texas are set to begin hearings over the outages. I'm Ed Donahue.
The White House says President Biden will visit Texas on Friday as the state begins its recovery from that devastating winter storm. The president will meet with local leaders, and the president and First Lady Jill Biden will visit a COVID-19 health center while they're there. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.